USA Radio News.
Today at the Federal Reserve, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell updated us on the state of the economy.
The median projection for the growth of real GDP is 2.8% this year, 2.4% next year, and 2% in 2020. In the labor market, job gains averaged 180,000 per month over the past 3 months, well above the pace needed in the longer run to provide jobs for new entrants into the workforce.
Meanwhile, Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn says businesses down in Tennessee can't wait for phase two of President Trump's tax plan.
I was visiting with a company in Knoxville yesterday, 1,500 employees. They increased salaries. They increased their hourly wage. They increased 401k benefits and other employee benefits. And that is, as they say, round one. They're looking forward to Tax Cuts 2.0.
This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into tan that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
The United States will host the 2026 World Cup after FIFA voters overwhelmingly chose the United States over Morocco today. Now, this year's World Cup begins tomorrow, and Fox Sports president and CEO Eric Shanks breaks everything down for you.
The tournament, it starts in groups, and there are four teams in each group, and then the top two out of each of those groups makes it onto the knockout round. And just luckily, the way that the balls came out of the machine to select the groups, we have great teams in each of the groups, really big brands that look like, if they make it through, are going to set us up for a really tremendous knockout round. So the perennial favorites, Spain, Brazil, Germany, the defending champions, France, and then there's some great stories like Iceland making their first World Cup. It is, we can't wait to get started.
The first game begins tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and that audio courtesy of Fox Business. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It remains to be seen if the Justice Department will appeal the AT&T Time Warner ruling yesterday, which allows AT&T to take over Time Warner. Former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain says he's not too worried about this deal.
Competition and consumers keep big companies on the right path. I'm not overly concerned about it, because ultimately, if there are some other mergers, that might be a good thing, because competition and consumers, they keep them fair.
Corey Stewart will face Tim Kaine in the Virginia governor's race. Stewart has been receiving a little bit of grief from Democrats regarding his stance on the fact that he believes Confederate monuments should stay up. Take a listen as he joins Fox Business to discuss why this is even being brought up by the Democrats.
I don't think it's right to take down historical monuments, any historical monuments for that matter, because once those are down, they're coming after Madison and Washington and Jefferson. It's the wrong thing to do. And the only reason the left is taking down monuments is because they're not interested in the fact is that the President of the United States is doing such a great job of reviving the economy, of making the country a better place. And so what the Democrats do is, drop the race card and try to tear down monuments. It's insanity.
And finally, the raccoon that became an internet sensation by scaling a 25-story office tower in downtown St. Paul, Minnesota, has been safely trapped and returned back to the wild. The raccoon's adventures caused quite a stir on social media and even made worldwide news. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.